Now, friends, we come to the 8th chapter of the book of Judges today. You have your Bible, and it'll turn there, and if you have our notes and outlines, just follow along, and you'll find it'll make this passage more meaningful to you, especially if you read it beforehand. Now, here in the 8th chapter, we have a continuance of the record of this man Gideon, who was the judge. And you will notice that we have more concerning Gideon than any other judge. This man Gideon, we began with him actually in chapter 6, chapter 7, and chapter 8. And then, of course, in chapter 9, we have the story of his son. There's a question whether he was a judge or not. But we have this rather extended section here, and we'll be, of course, taking that up now. Here in the 8th chapter, you find that these are the events that came to pass after this remarkable deliverance that God gave through Gideon over the Midianites. And now the children of Israel, again, are free, and as a result, why, they are prosperous, they're being blessed. And they were so grateful to Gideon for what he had done that they then asked him, and I'm going to drop all the way down to verse 22 of chapter 8 of Judges, and I'm reading. Then the men of Israel said unto Gideon, rule thou over us, both thou and thy son's son also, for thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. Now, this is the very first time that we've been given the inclination of the people of Israel in wanting a king to rule over them. God told them at the beginning he did not want them to have a king like the nations round about them, but they began to want a king like the nations round about them. And because Gideon had delivered them, they asked him now to accept that position. Now, he's the first one that apparently it's been offered to, and he turned it down. And later on, we'll find out that they'll ask for a king again, and they become insistent upon it. They demand a king, and God tells Samuel that he's to anoint a king for them. And he says to Samuel, who is actually the last of the judges, the first of the prophets, that is, of the order of prophets. And God told Samuel, he said, they have not rejected you, they've rejected me. You see, God wanted to rule over them. And in this case, why, it was God that had used Gideon so remarkably, but now the men of Israel, they want Gideon to rule over them. And not only Gideon, but his son and his son's sons, which means they want a king like the other nations that are round about them. And this, of course, gave an idea. It put a thought in the mind of Gideon's son that we'll see in just a few moments, and probably was the very basis of his conspiracy and his attempt to become, actually, the king over these people.